even as a soldier gets older, he never forgets when it hit him, that first feeling of resistance, the time in his mind when he objects. It's not out of lack of respect, he loves the country that he serves, but did he deserve the conditions put on his back? When you're attacked in battle, a different mode takes over. You're a soldier in a fight for your life, and you better do what's right or you might end up dead in the end. A friend had told me a story of a soldier he knew. He was 22 with a crew cut but had a playful, almost immature nature about him. When his president said go in, he did with no questions asked. And in the aftermath, he thinks back and retracts some previous thoughts. It was the day he was caught in a gun battle. His unit was rattled after veering off in a wrong direction. Maps don't always have a perfect connection to what's happening on the ground. The sound of gunshots came shortly after. This could be a disaster. They didn't know where they were. And as the shots came closer, their safety started to blur. They quickly took cover in a muddied area nearby, laying down, trying to protect their lives, and there was only one way to survive. Hope that the random RPGs don't hit where they were hiding out. This was the first time he felt that doubt. He was laying in the mud, not knowing what would come of this, just hoping that he didn't get hit. He looked over to another soldier in his unit. He saw the same confusion in his friend's eyes. What are we doing with our lives? What the hell are we doing here? They said without even speaking. As the sound of explosions was heard in the distance, he felt that first moment of agitated resistance, his first commitment to the protection of his life. Dinner didn't taste right that night at the camp as he thought back on the day. And eventually his stay in Iraq ended. When he came back to the States, he pretended that he'd do it again if he had the chance. But it already began, the start of objection in his heart. Now it seems he'll hit the sand again next summer as rotation will be underway, and he's not sure what to say. Being torn between a war he doesn't want to fight, and the duty, the patriotism, the agreement to give his life. Right now he's just confused as he thinks back in the States. Probably afraid to do anything at all. So he just sits there and waits.